Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. She's back for the new year. It's United Way Perth Huron. Liz Cooper is in studio.
Good morning. Yes.
Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And it's so nice to see the snow.
It is nice to see the snow for sure for the new year.
Yeah. Makes things all wintry and festive. I enjoy the snow. It's you know, it's January. It should be snowing, I think.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, we've got lots to celebrate. Liz, how are we doing on the campaign?
We are doing great. We had some really great donations that came in, some very, very wonderful people that brought in their donations. So we're at 61% of our goal.
All right, we're getting there. We're on our way.
Getting there, yeah. We're pretty happy. We jumped probably about 15% over the holidays. So some very generous donations that came in. And however, you know, Jamie, I have to say we are running dangerously short of our projections. So we do have a really large gap to fill. So any amount will help. Please consider supporting us. Funds raised during our campaign go to support important local programs and service providers, including the Stratford Connection Center and our Urgent Need Fund. And some of our supported partners that some people might not know that we support are the local community food center, the Connection Center to help those unsheltered, Canadian Mental Health, Emily Murphy Center, Family Services, and also our really amazing Youth in Action grants that help them make the community a better place.
Such amazing organizations and amazing charities in Huron Perth. So again, we're into the new year, so technically the campaign will be wrapping up soon, if you will.
Yes, the end of March is the end of our campaign. So we've got so we have a little less than 3 more months to go, and at 61%, not too bad, but of course our goal raised got higher than last year, right? So there is a gap that we're showing right now. So we're all working really hard here, busy beavers at the United Way Perth here on Erie Street. So if you happen to walk by and you haven't supported us yet, please drop by 32 Erie Street, or you can make a donation on our website, perthhuron.unitedway.ca.
Okay, we've got a big event coming up in February, Liz.
We do. We're really busy planning our coldest night of the year, so that's why I'm extra happy to see the snow today. On February 24th, we're gearing up for this fundraiser that supports ShelterLink and the Connection Center. Our goal is to raise $170,000, and last year we raised $145,000, so we've raised it a little bit, but we think we have the momentum of this event. It's a great community event, and as more people hear about it, more people go, I want to get involved in this. It's a walk around the river, 5 o'clock at night on February 24th, and you put a team together, and you come up with a crazy name, and you raise funds. And it's really easy to raise the funds, because it's all done online. You come up with a great name, and you can send emails even out from this website to your friends that say, hey, could you support me as I walk around the river for those that are unsheltered?
Okay, and did you bring in this year's toque? Is that what I'm seeing here? And of course, we'll have photos available on our socials and with mystraffordnow.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really fun. I brought in the toque. So if you raise a minimum of $150, or if you're a youth, you raise $75, you do get a free toque when you come to the event. This year, it's a white toque with blues and gray and yellow stripes on it, and a pom-pom, Jamie. Pom-pom is always awesome.
And we have well over 30 teams, I think, registered already.
That's right, 31. Last year we had about 60, so we're well on our way to same as last year. So, and I do want to note that a young fellow, Lucas Ryan of Team Nader, has already raised $1,000.
Wow, so, come on, give
know.
It up.
Isn't that, he's in the 1K club, we call it.
Nice, no, good.
Yeah, that's great. So that's amazing. Also, a special mention to Carrie McManus and Alexia Weirs, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, who are already halfway to that point. So super great support we've had already in the early stages of getting this event off and running.
Yeah, and it's not too late by all means, because it's coming up for February 24th in Stratford at Upper Queen's Park, the location for coldest night of the year, for ShelterLink Youth Services and for Stratford Connection Center. But get involved, get a team together, sponsor someone who's taking part.
That's right, and if you don't want to walk, you can sponsor someone. And also, we are looking for corporate sponsors. Scotiabank is again this year our leader sponsor. So thanks everybody at Scotiabank. So we have lots of different levels of sponsorship. So give us a call at the office and we can help you. It's really great awareness if you do a sponsorship of Coldest Night of the Year. So you're on our website, you're on the Coldest Night of the Year website. And of course we give you notices on the radio here.
Oh, sure. And then when we talk about community events, boy, this is the community part of community events.
It is. Yes. Yeah. People come together from churches, from sports groups, from their work, from their families, and they have a really great afternoon. We start about 3 o'clock and then we have some music. We have awards. Soup Surreal serves soup.
I was going to say we have soup.
We have soup, hot soup at the end when you're done. Black Angus will be giving us hot chocolate. It's really, really fun to have everybody together for that afternoon.
Okay. We look forward to that in February, and we're still spreading the local love.
We are spreading local love. Yes, I just wanted to give another quick reminder that Local Love Cream Ale is still available from Black Swan Brewing. 50 cents from every can that you purchase goes back to United Way Perth Huron Work. So we want to thank Ryan Stokes and the team there at Black Swan for creating that for us. And it is available at Black Swan Brewery on Downey Street.
Yeah, you bet. Drop by and pick up some local love. That is still available as we head into the new year for 2024. And as we mentioned, make a donation. PerthHuron.unitedway.ca. Liz Cooper. Liz, thanks. Good to see you again.
Good to see you again. Happy New Year.